BBC News with Charles Carroll. Nelson Mandela's wife, Graca Machel, is at his hospital bedside in South Africa, where the former president is being treated for a recurring lung infection. She accompanied him as he was transferred to the unnamed medical facility in Pretoria in the early hours of Saturday morning. Mr. Mandela, who is 94 years old, is breathing unaided. He remains in a serious but stable condition. Karen Allen has more from Pretoria.
We understand, having spoken to his spokesman, Matt Maharaj, the spokesman for the president, that he is still in a serious but stable condition. A lot of press gathered here, media gathered here, as you can imagine. He's had visits from members of his family, but as we understand at the moment, President Jacob Zuma, who's been conducting business in the Eastern Cape, will remain there. He's been told he will only come back on the instructions of doctors.
President Obama has completed a two-day meeting in California with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The two men talked about finding common ground on a wide range of issues, including the economy, cybersecurity, and climate change. Our North America editor Mark Mardell is in Palm Springs, where the meeting took place.
It ended with a relaxed stroll in the garden, and the extent of the media comment that we'll get from either of the two men was a shouted terrific when President Obama was asked how it was going. I mean, we'll get a briefing, which we haven't had yet, on the details. But I don't think that anybody expected a new accord, a new firm agreement on anything. There may be advances in certain areas, but I think it was about establishing the basis for a new relationship that may end up with those sort of agreements in the end. But I think it's much more talking about how the issues might progress.
Some news just in. A spokesman for the Chinese president said the summit with President Obama was very wide-ranging and candid, including on the issues of cybersecurity and climate change. He said China emphasized the importance of maintaining world peace and said the two countries wanted to forge a new model relationship. The army in the Libyan city of Benghazi says 11 people have been killed and more than 50 injured in clashes between protesters and a militia backed by the defense ministry. State radio in Sudan says President Omar al-Bashir has ordered a halt to the transit of oil from South Sudan through his country. Mary Harper reports.
State radio said President al-Bashir would from Sunday completely close the pipeline. Oil only started flowing again from South Sudan a few weeks ago after the two countries agreed to withdraw troops from their troubled border area. Both countries suffered terribly during the stoppage, which lasted more than a year. 98% of South Sudan's revenues come from oil. Sudan's economy also shrunk. The two neighbours haven't got on since South Sudan became independent 2 years ago, at times coming close to all-out war.
World News from the BBC. A senior politician from the Turkish governing party has ruled out the possibility of holding early elections after 9 days of anti-government protests. The deputy chairman of the Justice and Development Party, Hüseyin Çelik, said that a change in the schedule was out of the question. Mr. Çelik was speaking after a meeting of the party's executive committee following nationwide protests. Fresh rallies have been held in Taksim Square in Istanbul and the capital Ankara. Syrian government forces backed by Hezbollah fighters have retaken control of villages around the town of Qusair. Syrian state television showed images of shattered, empty streets in Buwayda, the last village to be recaptured. Rebel fighters retreating from the area have taken refuge across the border in Lebanon. Jim Muir is monitoring events from Beirut.
The loss of the Qusair corridor is a major blow to the rebels, depriving them of an important supply route from the Lebanese border to opposition forces in central Syria. Its recapture is part of a broader government campaign to cut supply routes from all directions and drive the rebels back from the outskirts of Damascus, where just a few months ago they seemed poised for a final push on the city centre and the seat of the regime's power. That now seems a distant prospect.
Prosecutors in Mexico say they think the disappearance of 12 youngsters from a Mexico City bar 2 weeks ago was linked to gang rivalry. The 12 were reported missing after they failed to return home from a visit to the Heaven Bar. Surveillance footage shows some of the missing being led to cars outside the bar, two at a time. There's no obvious sign of force, and the men do not seem to be carrying weapons. But a friend of the missing said that the motive was warfare between two rival drug-dealing gangs in Mexico City's Tepito neighborhood. Tennis, and the American Serena Williams has won the French Open title, beating Maria Sharapova 6-4-6-4 in the women's singles. It's the world number one's second success in the tournament and her 16th Grand Slam victory. BBC News.